This is Kent Lindquist, and I'm back here with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our artist of the week as bassist and cellist Oscar Pettiford. And we're going to lead off by an album that was cut on ABC Paramount label called Lucky Thompson, featuring Oscar Pettiford, Volume 1. Of course, Lucky Thompson was a great tenor sax player that we've featured on this show in the past many times. And this is just a trio. There's no drums or piano. It's just Oscar on bass, Lucky Thompson on tenor, and Skeeter Betts on guitar. And it just shows how much music really talented musicians can play. We're just a small trio. This is a real nice little swinger written by Oscar Pettiford called Trichotism. Thank you. Was Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on bass, our featured artist of the week, Skeeter Betts on guitar, just a trio with no drums or piano, swinging a little thing written by Oscar Pettiford called Trichotism. Now we're going to do a little soul jazz now. Let's do something by organist Jack McDuff from his prestige album Brother Jack, and this is the title track, Brother Jack.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jack McDuff doing Brother Jack from his prestige album by the same name, Brother Jack. I'm going to go back now to our featured artist, Oscar Pettiford, and this is another track from the ABC Paramount album I just played a couple tracks ago. That was Lucky Thompson featuring Oscar Pettiford, Volume 1. But on this particular track, and just, instead of just being a trio of tenor, bass, and guitar, we now add O.C. Johnson on drums, Hank Jones on piano, and Jimmy Cleveland on trombone to that aggregation. And here they do a Lucky Thompson composition called Translation. ABC Paramount album, Lucky Thompson featuring Oscar Pettiford. And besides Lucky on tenor sax there, you heard Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Hank Jones on piano. Well, it's been a while since we've done something by Chet Baker. We'll rectify that right now. We're going to do Have You Met Miss Jones, a great old Rodgers and Hart standard. And this is from Chet's album, cut on the Prestige label, Smoking with the Chet Baker Quintet. It includes Chet on flugelhorn, George Cohen on tenor sax, Kirk Lightsey on piano. Let's listen to Have You Met Miss Jones. Thank you. Normally hear Chet Baker on trumpet. He was on flugelhorn on that particular track. We haven't done anything by Chet in a while, so it was refreshing him to hear him do Rodgers and Hart's composition, Have You Met Miss Jones, and that was George Coleman there with Chet on tenor sax and Kurt Licey on piano. Now we're going to go to an album cut by our featured artist of the week, Oscar Pettiford. In the first hour, I played a track from an album he cut called the Oscar Pettiford Orchestra in Hi-Fi Volume 1. They did a sequel, Oscar Pettiford Orchestra in Hi-Fi Volume 2, very creative naming of the album. But it's a swinging album, and the reason it's swinging is because we've got people like Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Al Gray on trombone, Joan Ripperson on tenor sax and flute, Dick Katz on piano. This is a composition called Now See How You Are. Thank you. Neat Little Swinger was Now See Who You Are. That was from Oscar Peterson's album, Oscar Peterson Orchestra and Hi-Fi, Volume 2. To my ear, the soloists on that track were Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto sax, and Oscar Pettiford jumped in on cello on that last solo. We're going to do something now from the Rodgers and Hammerstein songbook. And this is done by Oscar Peterson on piano, Niels Horsted Peterson on bass, and this was cut in Switzerland in 1979 in Montreux, Switzerland, and the album is called Digital at Montreux on a Pablo label. This is Younger Than Springtime.
Thank you.
That was Oscar Peterson, of course, very live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, Switzerland, 1979, doing the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, Younger Than Springtime, backed up by the bass artistry of Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. Now we're going to do an album that was cut in Copenhagen right around 1960, right before Oscar Pettiford's untimely death, cut on a Black Lion label, and it was the album was called The Last Recordings by Late Great Bassist. They actually was released in 1962, recorded 1960, the year of Oscar Pettiford's untimely death. And this is a group of people from great jazz musicians from Denmark. I'm not familiar with any of them. Anyway, they're all quite good. And they're playing, along with Oscar, a Oscar Pettiford composition called Laverne Walk. Thank you. was the last recording session done by Oscar Pettiford before his untimely demise in 1960. That was cut in Copenhagen. Besides Oscar on bass, there were several fine musicians from Denmark on that track, but I won't burden you with their names, as we're not familiar with any of them at this time. So now we're going to move on to the alto sax artistry of Art Pepper, and this is from his Riverside LP, Getting Together, and this is Art doing his own composition, Diane. Thank you. pensive solo artistry of Art Pepper on alto sax, doing his own composition, Diane, from his Riverside LP, Getting Together. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for some fine modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll make it a habit of tuning in for us for some swinging sounds every Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with a little soul jazz by Jimmy Smith on organ. This is a title track from his Blue Note album, Back at the Chicken Shack. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith swing. Thank you.